Someone asked me if, let's say, the wife in the house lights Shabbos candles early, or lights Shabbos candles, and then she realizes that she forgot to turn on or off a light, she forgot to turn on the oven, and her husband hasn't gone to shul yet, and he hasn't accepted Shabbos, so can she ask him to do malacha for her? If you accept Shabbos early, can you have a Jew do malacha for you? If the other Jew hasn't accepted Shabbos. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Aleph Amud Aleph, states, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutter La'adam Lomar Lachaveiro Shmor Li Perosha Bitchumcha, Vani Eshmor Lacha Perosha Bitchumi. Yehuda says, name of Shmuel, that you can tell your friend to watch your crops that's in his Tchum Shabbos, that's his area where he can walk on Shabbos, where you cannot walk. And you can tell him that you will watch his crops in your Tchum Shabbos, in your area. So based on this, the Rashba writes that the Mehasha Minon, the Yisrael Shekibel Alav Shabbos Kodem Shechashecha Mutter Lomar the Yisrael Chavero Lasos Lomalacha Plonis. That from here we see that a Jew who accepts upon himself Shabbos before dark, he can tell another Jew to do Malacha for him. Because just like in the case in Shabbos, the first Jew cannot walk into the other area. It's outside his tchum. So he can tell his friend to guard his crops and walk into that area. So too, here, if you accepted Shabbos, you could tell your friend who's permitted to do a malacha for you, because he hasn't accepted Shabbos, to do the malacha. That's the Rashba's position. The Ran disagrees, and the Ran says you can't compare the two. The shiny hacha de im yesham burganim hu atzmo shore, hu atzmo shomer. The Ran says you can't compare the two cases, because in the case of the tchum Shabbos, it is theoretically possible that had there been guardhouses, sort of to connect my tchum or to extend my tchum to where my crops are, I could have walked there on Shabbos. It was theoretically possible that at this moment I could walk to this area. There are no borganim now, there are no guardhouses now to extend my tchum Shabbos. If you add different guardhouses, and that will extend how far you can walk. You could only walk 2,000 amos outside, I guess, city limits. But you can extend the city limits through adding guardhouses. So theoretically, had you added borganim, these guardhouses, you could have walked all the way to your crops. So since that's a theoretical possibility to do this now, since there's a theoretical possibility that you could have walked there now had there been these borganim, so therefore, you're allowed to tell someone else to watch your crops and to walk there, even though you cannot walk there right now, because it would have been theoretically possible even at this moment for you to walk there had you done something before Shabbos. However, in a case where you accepted Shabbos already, once you accepted the Shabbos already, ein lo heter ba'olam lasas balacha. You have no heter, you have no permissibility to perform any balacha whatsoever, no matter what you would have done. So the Ran says you can't compare the cases, and it would be forbidden once you accept Shabbos to tell your friend to do malacha on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Zayin writes, Yeshamim, there are those who say, Shemi Shekibol Olav Shabbos Kodem Shechashecha Mutter Lomar Lisro Chaver Lasas Lo Malacha. Shulchan Aruch cites as a Yesh Omrim the position of the Rashba, who is lenient, and the Rama writes, Umutter Lehanos Be'olso Malacha B'Shabbos, you could derive benefit from the Malacha on Shabbos. Seems that we paskin like the Rashba. And there seems to be one of two reasons why we would paskin like the Rashba. The Magen Avraham writes, why do we paskin like the Rashba? Daha e boy lo haya bekabel Shabbos alav. Vekol sheyesh lo heter mutter abira. The Magen Avraham writes that if you wanted, you didn't have to accept Shabbos to begin with. And since, let's say it's before sunset, you didn't have to accept Shabbos. And as long as you would not have had to accept Shabbos, it's mutter ba'amira. the prohibition of amira, of telling someone else to do malacha, is only at a situation, at a time, where it is clearly forbidden for you to do malacha. Before Shabbos, you could have opted out. You could have not accepted Shabbos. Once you did, so all it is saying that you can't do malacha. But the prohibition of, let's say, daber davar, of forbidden speech, on that you can't engage in forbidden speech, that's halacha and Shabbos itself. That's only after sunset. But before sunset, and if you accept Shabbos, there will be a prohibition of malacha, but not a prohibition of amira. That's the way the Mogen Avram understands it. The Mamor Mordechai understands the Rashba a different way. He says the reason why we're lenient is mishum de lechavero shari velo avid isura. It's because it's permitted to your friend, and he's not doing an iser. V'hilchach ein b'amirashel shel zed dibur shel iser. There's no daber daber, there's no violation of forbidden speech of telling someone to do malacha for you, since for your friend it's completely permitted to do malacha. You accepted Shabbos, your friend did not accept Shabbos, it's completely permitted for him to do this action, and therefore there's no violation of, let's say, daber daber. Maybe amira lenachri, that is a separate gezeira of amira lenachri. But when it comes to another Jew, as long as for the Jew himself, it's not forbidden for him to do this act, it's not forbidden for you to tell him to do this act. So we have two potential reasons to be lenient here. If you accept Shabbos, to tell another Jew to do malacha for you if it's before sunset. One heter is because you didn't have to accept Shabbos to begin with. So once you accept Shabbos, all you're accepting is a prohibition to do malacha, but not a prohibition of amira, to tell someone else to do malacha for you. And the Mamar Mordechai is saying that since for your friend is permitted to do malacha, there's no problem of amira. Perhaps a nafka mina, difference between these two reasons, and let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael and you keep 2 days Yom Tov. Can you ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael, an Israeli, to do malacha for you on Yom Tov Sheni? If you're keeping 2 days, can you tell a Jew to do malacha for you on an Israeli to do malacha for you on the second day? If you hold the reason why it would be permitted is because if you wanted, you didn't have to accept Shabbos. So here on the second day, you have to accept the second day Yom Tov, according to those opinions that say you have to accept the second day of Yom Tov. So then the amira to another Jew, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, would not be permitted. But if the whole reason why we're lenient, let's say on Erev Shabbos, after you accepted Shabbos, is because for the other person it's permitted, so then it would seem that in this case, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, and then the second day, you're keeping the strictures of the second day of Yom Tov, but the Ben Eretz Yisrael is completely permitted, then it would be permitted to tell him to do malacha for you.